The opioid crisis has prompted officials in the third largest city in Massachusetts to revisit establishing a needle exchange program. More than 20 years ago, the Springfield City Council rejected a program that allowed people to turn in used hypodermic needles in exchange for clean ones as a means to reduce the spread of the HIV virus, hepatitis C, and other diseases. Mayor Dominic Sarno, who as a city councilor in 2005 opposed the program, said his thinking about it has changed.
So I will keep an open mind, and my thought process has evolved on this.
In a written statement issued by his office and in an interview, Sarno said his willingness to now explore the issue of needle exchange in Springfield is a result of the opioid crisis.
Absolutely. This opioid crisis is a public health crisis. It has destroyed lives, relationships, and families.
Sarno said his support is contingent on state funding for more treatment beds in Springfield for drug addicts.
I want a structured wraparound services based on health care, hospital, treatment aspects with beds for Springfield individuals and Springfield families.
The city's Public Health Council is accepting written comments until February 9th and will take an advisory vote on a needle exchange program. Massachusetts has allowed state-sponsored needle exchange since 1993, and there are now programs in more than a dozen locations, including Northampton, Greenfield, and Holyoke. In 2016, Republican Governor Charlie Baker signed a state budget that included a provision giving local health boards the authority to approve needle exchange programs. Last year, the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court ruled that privately sponsored needle exchange programs can operate without local approval. Opponents of needle exchange programs contend it encourages drug use. Democratic State Representative Carlos Gonzalez of Springfield said his concern is where in the city the program might operate.
They would not be in neighborhoods, particularly in low-income neighborhoods. We don't need to have more congregation of programming in one neighborhood.
In Holyoke, where a needle exchange program began in 2012, Democratic State Representative Aaron Vega said it's been a success.
It does work. Does it work overnight where suddenly there's no more drugs being used in town? No. Does it work overnight to clean the needles off the streets? No. So it's not immediate results, but I think that we've seen a lot of the transmitted disease numbers go down in Holyoke and our surrounding areas, and needle exchange is one aspect of that.
Lately, some activists have pushed for Massachusetts to create spaces where drug addicts can inject illegal substances such as heroin under the supervision of a staff trained to prevent fatal overdoses. Asked about it at a public hearing last week, Baker said he is skeptical. Sarno said he is flatly opposed.
I am not in favor of the injection sites. That I am not in favor.
A bill filed by Massachusetts Democratic Senator William Brownsberger would allow state health officials to permit so-called supervised injection sites. It has just over a dozen co-sponsors out of the more than 200-member legislature, according to the Associated Press. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.